local music.
Homegrown rock and roll.
Local licks.
Exclusively on Rock 107.
We're joined in the studio by Tim Ripper Owens. Tim's new project, Beyond Fear, will be doing their debut performance this Thursday at the Odeon. Were there any parts of the world where the reception by the fans wasn't as good as you had hoped?
No, but you know, the funny thing about being on the road and some of the stories is that I remember, even towards the end still, people who didn't want to accept me. I remember, I think it was somewhere, it might have been New Orleans, where a guy would stand in front of the crowd and he would flip me off. And I remember him from one other time, and then I went back again. But the funny thing is, this guy's hit the shows. So it's still funny, because I'm thinking, you know, first time he had a bunch of buddies with him, next time, like 4 years later, there he is again. But I remember I had him this next time singing with me by the end, because he's never heard some of the things that I would do with Judas Priest. And I'll tell you, not saying bad things, but he's never going to hear it like that again. He's never going to hear the Victim of Changes note at the end that long. He's not going to hear Diamonds and Rust, the acoustic version, sang like that. He's not going to hear some of those things. And I think I would win him over with some of it. And by the end, he's, you know, I kept looking at him, trying to get him to sing, you know, and he's his finger's getting closer and bigger, you know, as I'm doing that. But you know, it was always a good reception. I had a lot of signs people brought for me that they would throw up on stage. I had always the big chance of Ripper, Ripper, Ripper. So it was a good experience, you know. I think the stage was awesome every night.
Did you have much pre-production before you recorded Jugulator, or did you just basically jump right in the studio and start recording?
We didn't have any pre-production even of Demolition. I mean, both albums were kind of recorded as we went along. Jugulator was the same way. I kind of went in and just started singing, you know. It was hard. It was long hours. It was at least 10 hours a day of just singing until your throat felt like it was going to just explode. I could hardly talk every day. Then you'd go back and go to sleep in a hotel, get up in the morning, do it again for a month straight. And, you know, it was just wear and tear on the voice, but it was still fun to look back. Demolition, I enjoyed recording much more. And vocally, as a vocal record, I think it was a much better vocal record because there was a lot more melodies in it.
What do you think contributed to the difference between the recording of both those records that made Demolition more enjoyable for you?
Staying at Glenn's house and getting up and not being on the time schedule as much and watching the news. And, you know, we would record from about 10, 11 till, you know, 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock at night, you know, maybe if it was 8 o'clock, you know, go in, take a shower, and we'd go up the road. He lived out in the country, you know, we'd go up to the road and go to this pub, Crown and Sandy's. It was a restaurant, real nice, fancy, like restaurant pub, and total English thing, and have a nice dinner and a couple pints of beer, and, you know, head back every night. And it was real enjoyable. He had some dogs, and we'd walk with the dog, you know. It was just it was a fun time. Glenn and I had a good bond, you know, so it was, I enjoyed it a lot. But the days in the studio were frustrating, and I punched many walls, and I could have strangled him, you know, but that's just the studio.
We're joined in the studio by Tim Ripper Owens. His new project's called Beyond Fear. They'll be performing at the Odeon this coming Thursday, May 5th, part of the Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles six-pack weekend. How long would you say you spent recording for each of those records?
Months, vocally months. I mean, I really did. I mean, it was, because it wasn't written, it wasn't like this. I mean, I could go in on my solo record, or on a solo record, on Beyond Fear, and probably get the vocals done in 3 to 5. Well, a good example, Iced Earth, I did the vocals in 5 days. And because it was already recorded with Matt singing it, and I went in and I practiced to it, you know, so I knew what I was doing. And then I rewrote the song Red Baron I wrote on the album, but I'd been ready for it. So when I went in, I did it in 5 days. And those vocals on Iced Earth are better than any vocals I did with Judas Priest. That's just my opinion. They're way more melodic. There's way more substance. There's way more feeling. There's no doubt it's the best vocals I've ever done.
Describe your most memorable Priest experience.
Probably the show in Cleveland the first time with MTV there, with my family out there. It was a great experience, and probably going to the Grammys, being nominated for a Grammy and going to the Grammys.
Let's hear another Priest tune, take you back to live in London. Did you do any vocal work on this in the studio, or is this all live?
No, this is live, raw, and nothing done.
Another one of my favorites from the record, Beyond the Realms of Death. Judas Priest live with Ripper Owens right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.
Beyond the Realms of Death.
Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Live Judas Priest here on Local Licks from live in London. That is Beyond the Realms of Death. We're joined in the studio by Tim Ripper Owens. Tim's new project, Beyond Fear, will be performing this Thursday at the Odeon, part of the Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles six-pack weekend. Going to give away a few more pairs of tickets to the show in a little while. Tim, when did you know that your time with Priest was coming to an end?
I don't know, really. I mean, I knew on my end it had to be coming to an end because there just wasn't nothing really going on, so I knew that... You know, eventually, if I wanted to advance in this career even more, or creatively and everything, I was probably going to have to not be in Judas Priest anymore. It was a day that after I recorded the Iced Earth, because I did the Iced Earth record when I was in Judas Priest, my wife and I had said after listening to it that, man, I just wish Priest would get rid of me. You know what I mean? Because I'm not, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't quit Judas Priest. That was the one thing. I wasn't going to quit Judas Priest. And I just had to be let go, and the I'll tell you, the day that it happened was a big weight lifted off my shoulders. You know, I mean, it was sad to a point, you know, but I knew that freedom wise, it was going to be a lot better for me, and I was going to be able to do things. And you know, John and I and Iced Earth Schaefer, we have a great relationship, and now I'm doing this Beyond Fear thing. So you know, I knew it was going to come to an end, and it's been. The best. It's been just an outstanding couple of years since Priest and I split. You know, not what people would think, but
you actually met John at a Priest show, right?
I did in Indianapolis. I think it was years ago at the Jugulator tour. I met him and Matt.
Were they opening up for you?
No, they were just at the show.
Were you into the band before you joined?
Not that much. No, I mean I always liked their music, but wasn't a giant fan of their vocals. You know, and I liked the melodies and stuff they did, but. You know, I was a fan of the music.
So did you do just basically one big session that resulted in The Glorious Burden and The Reckoning EP, or did you record those separately?
I recorded one session. I recorded the album, like I said, 5 days. And the best part of the record is the Gettysburg. It's a half hour long. That is the most outstanding piece of work. It's got a 55-piece orchestra. It's got cannons going off. It's telling a story. It's the 3 days of Gettysburg. It's three songs, and it's just... It's unbelievable.
How involved were you with the writing on that material?
Well, I wasn't because it was already written for Matt, and the vocals just didn't come out how John wanted them to come out, so that's why he said, you know what? Matt, really, his heart wasn't in it any longer. Their old singer, it was Matt. And John had offered me to rewrite three of the songs, but time-wise, I didn't think it was right, so I had rewritten a song called The Red Baron and made it a real classic. I wrote the lyrics and the melodies to that.
What inspired you to write that tune?
John said he wanted it to be about the Red Baron. So, you know, because the thing is, musically, you could tell it had like a little dog fight in the middle of it with the guitars. And
so you watched the old Peanuts cartoons with Snoopy as the Red Baron,
that's,
right?
That's I should have done that, though. But I, you know, it's so easy to write a song like that. I just got online and typed in the Red Baron, and that was it.
Let's hear it right now. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
First of all, we'll give away another pair of tickets to the show at the Odeon. Tim's new project, Beyond Fear. It's this coming Thursday. It's going to be a great show on the East Bank of the Flats. If you want a pair of tickets, we'll dish them out to caller number 5 on the studio lines. 330-450-ROCK, 1-800-243-ROCK. Caller 5 scores tickets for Beyond Fear. New project featuring Tim Ripper Owens at the Odeon this coming Thursday. And right now, while we're giving away those tickets, we'll jam into a tune from Iced Earth from the Glorious Burden. From The Glorious Burden, this is Red Baron, right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107, Iced Earth here on Local Licks, featuring Tim Ripper Owens, that tune called Red Baron. We're joined in the studio with Tim, talking about all kinds of stuff, including their new project, Beyond Fear. We'll be performing at the Odeon this coming Thursday. The debut performance, make sure you come out, is going to be a whole evening full of great bands, starting at 7 o'clock, going all the way until 1 or 2 in the morning. And you guys are headlining that show, correct?
We are headlining that show, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a little late for me. I'm usually in bed by 9:30. 10 o'clock, so I'm going to be up way past my bedtime, so I'll be all coffeed up.
The Iced Earth CD Glorious Burden has two versions of When the Eagle Cries, an acoustic and an electric. What made you guys decide to do two different versions of that tune?
I don't know. And you know what? They're both taken, both sang them differently. So that's what's even funnier about it. It wasn't like we just put acoustic guitars on it. And, you know, they're definitely two different versions.
Did you record the acoustic version first?
Well, he had the music down, so I don't know what he did first. But I prefer the acoustic version myself.
And that ended up on the Reckoning EP, which came out before the record.
Yeah, and we shot a video for it, so people can find that video online, and it is an outstanding video.
Why? Where'd you shoot the video at?
We shot it in L.A., but no one will show it because it's about 9/11, you know?
Uh-huh.
So even America's afraid to talk about it.
What made you guys decide to do a four-song EP before the full length was released?
It was the record label. You know, they wanted to do it, and SPV is a really good label. They're really nice people, and you know, they worked hard to get the thing out there.
Let's hear this acoustic version of When the Eagle Cries. It's Iced Earth right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Tim Ripper Owens and Iced Earth, a great acoustic version of When the Eagle Cries. That's also on the Reckoning EP, as well as the full-length Iced Earth release, The Glorious Burden. And you can find that video online if you look around. Tim Ripper Owens joining us in the studio. His new project is Beyond Fear. It's on stage at the Odeon this coming Thursday. Make sure you come out to the show. Stick around. More of Tim Owens and Local Licks on the way next, right here at Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.